大家好，欢迎来到这期的美语训练班，我是杨林。
我是 Kat。 杨林，今天咱们学什么呢？
今天咱们要看看宠物心理医生靠不靠谱。
I'm happy to say your dog is totally healthy。
分析一下打高尔夫的好处。
Playing golf is a good chance to expand my business network.
It certainly is.
走神放空一下。
Li Hua, how can you zone out when your final is tomorrow?
还要告诉大家怎么用美语说跑腿和放鸽子。
我保证我们的节目绝对不会放大家鸽子。
那是当然了。好了，闲话少说，咱们先赶快来进入第一个单元 Learn a word。
Learn a word.
今天我们要学的词是
immune. Immune is spelled I-M-M-U-N-E. Immune.
Immune 的意思是免疫的，比如 immune system 就是指免疫系统， immune disease 则是免疫系统疾病。 Immune 还可以指免除的，不受影响的。
Apple's OS X, which has long been considered immune to viruses, was recently hit by a malicious software called Flashback.
苹果电脑的 OS X 操作系统一向被认为百毒不侵，可是最近该系统遭到一种名叫 Flashback 恶意软件的袭击。
The IMF says Africa's economy is expanding, but it is not immune to global slowdown.
国际货币基金组织说，非洲经济整体有所发展，但并不能完全不受全球经济放缓的影响。好的，今天我们学习的词是
immune, immune, immune。
听见没有？ You have to upgrade your MacBook. Mac is no longer immune to viruses.Cat.
那、啊、what?
你想什么呢？
啊、what? I'm sorry. What? I'm sorry.
瞧你走神的，认真点。我正在说给 MacBook 下补丁呢。
对对。Sorry, I spaced out there for a second. 不过正好，下面的 Popular American 里面，我们要来学学走神怎么说。
各位听众，现在播送流行美语。Larry 和李华明天要考试，今天一起复习，但是李华一直没法专心学习。他今天会学到两个常用语 Zone out 和 Now you're cooking with gas.
So Reaganomics were the economic policies of U.S. President Ronald Reagan. 李华 are you listening?
发生什么事了？
李华 how can you zone out when your final is tomorrow?
Zone out?你在说什么啊 Larry?
To zone out means to lose concentration and to not notice what's happening around you.
哦、oh, 你是说我分心了吗?
Yes, a zone is an area. If you zone out, you mentally drift away from the place you are currently at and go off into empty, dreamy space.
所以 zone 是指一个区域，那 zone out 就是走神。
Yep, so stop zoning out. We still have a lot of studying to do.
好吧，那你告诉我，什么是 supply side economics?
Supply side economics argues that economic growth can be most effectively created by lowering barriers for people to produce goods and services.
比如说降低所得税。
Hey, now you're cooking with gas.
Cooking? Cooking with what?
Now you're cooking with gas. It means now you understand what I'm talking about.
Ah, now you're cooking with gas. 是指我终于跟上了，了解你在说什么。是啊，我还是懂一点点的。不过这个 now you're cooking with gas 和了解一件事情，这怎么扯得上关系啊？
This comes with a little bit of history.In the 1930s, cooking became more convenient as the kitchen evolved from the old coal wood range into the wood gas combination. So when we say, now you're cooking with gas, it means you've crossed the barrier and progressed.
Oh, 真有意思诶。原来啊，这是1930年代煮饭是从依靠碳还有木头，后来进化成依靠天然气，生活就方便了很多。所以说呢，Now you're cooking with gas, 就是代表我进步了。
Yes, that is correct. Wow, you're really cooking with gas now, learning so fast.
没错，哎， 我现在精神啊好多了，还是学习英文俚语比较有趣呢。
But we have to keep going with economics, or else we're both going to fail the exam tomorrow.
哎，是啊。But if we keep talking about boring economics, I'm going to zone out again.
What should we do then?
哎，要不这样，你先教我 zone out 和 now you're cooking with gas 的用法，让我变得有精神以后，我们再继续来看经济学，怎么样啊？
I guess that could work. You seem to be able to use these two phrases already. Do you have any questions?
当然有啊。如果分心是 zone out, 那很专注的时候就是 I'm really zoned in, right?
That's interesting, but no one says it that way. A lot of phrases are only used in one direction. Therefore, you can only say zone out, but there's no such thing as zone in.
Oh,原来如此，分心是 zone out, 但注意力集中的时候却不能反过来说 zone in.
Right. What about now you're cooking with gas? Can you give me an example using that phrase?
Even though I was zoning out at the beginning of this review session, I began to cook with gas.
The phrase now you're cooking with gas is usually used together as one, so no words are changed.Therefore, we don't say that someone begins to cook with gas.
啊，好麻烦哦。所以说 now you're cooking with gas, 得要整句一字不漏的用啊。通常是一个人对另一个人说 now you're cooking with gas, 而不是用来形容第三者的。
That's right, now you're really cooking with gas. Do you think we can go back to economics?
啊，我要回家了啦。今天晚上是美国偶像 American Idol 的决赛，拜拜咯。
Wait, Li Hua!
Good evening, John. Today, Li Hua from Larry 那儿学到了两个常用语，一个是 zone out, 意思是走神儿发呆，另一个是 now you're cooking with gas, 指一个人开始进入状况了。这次流行美语播送完了，下次再见。
Cat.我可要批评你了。How could you zone out in the middle of the show?
I'm really sorry. I was thinking about all the things I want to say to my supervisor. 他今天早上又让我去帮他买咖啡。我又不是给他跑腿的小时工。
哦，原来是这样。也许你可以跟他谈谈，说不定他根本就没觉得这是个事儿呢。
杨林， if he asks me to buy coffee again, I will throw it in his face. Yeah, I will do that.不过大家先拿我当一个模板，咱们来看看跑腿用美语怎么说。
美语怎么说
？How to say it in American English？
当你在北京学汉语，他的中国朋友要是遇到了不知道用美语怎么说的词，就会来请教他。今天是芳芳要问的，跟班打杂的。
Hey， 芳芳 ，What's up？Do you like your new job?
还行吧，就是初来乍到，专业一点都用不上，净打杂了。
打杂？ What do you do every day?
无非就是复印文件、取东西、接电话什么的。哎，美国人怎么形容这种工作啊？
Someone who does small and unimportant tasks at work is called a gopher. G-O-F-O-R. Gopher.
哦，这么说 ，gopher 就是公司里的小弟小妹。Gopher 的主要工作就是跑腿儿。那跑腿儿又怎么说呢
？We say they run errands for others. Run is spelled R-U-N. Errands is spelled E-R-R-A-N-D-S. The word errand means a short trip that's taken to finish a necessary task.
Errand 差事，复数加 s, errands. 所以 run errands for others 就是替别人跑腿儿的意思。
That's right.I guess you don't really like running errands for your boss, right?
是啊，我想做有意义的工作，可老板总让我干些没用的活。
She gives you a lot of busy work, I'm assuming? The phrase busy work refers to tasks that keep people busy, but are not very useful.
哦，原来 busy work 就是花时间但没有意义的工作。老板给我 busy work 并不是因为这些工作重要，而是因为他不愿意看我闲着。
That's right. Fang Fang, a lot of people start as gophers and work their way up. I'm sure you'll do just fine. Now, let's see what you've learned today.
公司里跑腿打杂的小弟小妹叫 gopher。跑腿是 run errands for others。消磨时间但是没有意义的工作是 busy work。
这次的美语怎么说就到这里结束了。如果你也有不会说的词请写信给 Donny, 电邮请寄。
MEIYU@VOANews.com.
See, I'm such a gopher at work. I hate how they make me do all this busy work.
怎么可能？你可是我们的优秀主持人。上次还有听众说最喜欢 Cat 的幽默风格呢。
Oh, you know how to cheer me up, girl. Thanks. 那好了，咱们接下来说的好玩的。Today, Tom is taking his dog to a pet psychologist.
宠物心理医生。
Yeah.
这真的靠谱吗？咱们赶快去听一听。
美语三级跳。
各位听众大家好，今天我们为您播出美语三级跳节目宠物单元的高级课程。Tom 和 Mindy 养的狗不听话，所以今天要带他去看 Pet Psychologist 宠物心理医生。
Thank you so much for seeing us today, Doctor. Our dog is having some mental problems and needs a professional evaluation.
Of course, I understand that you're very concerned about your dog's mental health. What's the problem?
Well, you see, he's always running around wild, tearing the furniture up and breaking things.
Is that it?
Well, he also doesn't listen when I give him commands, and he tries to eat the food off of the table. He is really wreaking havoc in our house.
I see.
Professor Bowman, 你说 Tom 是不是有点小题大做了？他说的这些症状比如乱跑、撕咬东西、吃桌上东西什么的，这不是所有小狗都会做的吗？
Yeah, it probably needs a professional dog trainer more than it needs a pet psychologist.
对了， Tom 说 the dog is wreaking havoc, 这是什么意思呢？
To wreak havoc means to ruin or damage. For another example, I could say that the really powerful typhoon wreaked havoc on the coastal cities.
原来 wreak havoc就是毁坏，造成很大破坏的意思。
What do you think, Doctor? Is he depressed? He probably needs to be on some strong antidepressants, right?
Well, it's perfectly normal for a young puppy to have this kind of temperament. How often do you take him out to get some exercise?
Not that often. You see, I promised my wife that I would always take him for walks. But I started getting really tired of running after him all the time, so I stopped.
It's pretty important that he gets lots of exercise to use up his energy. He shouldn't be cooped up in the house all day.
我就知道 Tom 很难做到每天出去遛狗。瞧，连医生都说啊， Tom 的狗精力过剩。
Right. The dog shouldn't be cooped up in the house all day.
Cooped up? 就是指被关起来吗？
Exactly. You can use it in lots of different ways.For example, it's important you have someone to talk to when you're sad so that you don't keep your emotions cooped up inside yourself.
Oh, 就是说难过的时候不要把感情憋在心里，应该啊找人聊聊天发泄一下。哎，对了，这个心理医生还说到一个词 temperament, 这是什么意思呢？
The word temperament means character or personality. For example, it's important for doctors to have a calm temperamentso they can handle the stress of their job.
Oh, 那就是性情。那 even temperament 就是性格随和好脾气咯。
That's right.
Tom, I really wouldn't worry about it. As he grows up, he'll mellow out.
I hope so, because I have such high hopes for him. Even though my parents never loved me and never thought I could achieve anything, I'm going to make sure this dog is a winner.
I see. So...You're treating your dog the way you wish your parents had treated you.
Exactly. And when we win first prize at all the dog shows, I'll show all those people who made fun of me when I was a kid.
Right. Well, Tom, I'm happy to say your dog is totally healthy. You, on the other hand, need some serious professional help.
So, Winnie, what is the psychologist's conclusion?
他说啊，狗没病，人有病，需要看心理医生的是 Tom 自己。对了 ，Professor， 他说 "the dog will mellow out" 是什么意思啊
Someone is mellow if he is very relaxed, calm, and not worried about things.
所以医生是说 ,Tom 的狗随着年龄增加脾气会越来越好。Tom 还说等他的狗在宠物比赛里得了冠军他会 show all the people who made fun of him as a kid. 他要向那些嘲笑过他的人 show 什么呢
?Winnie, if you prove that you were right and another person is wrong, you can say you showed that person. For example, I never thought Andy was very smart, but when he got into Harvard, he really showed me.
哦、oh, 就是让别人服气见识自己的厉害。原来 Tom 养狗是这个目的啊我看他还真的得去看看心理医生呢。这次的美语三级跳就播送到这里。美语三级跳节目取材于美国之音最新推出的美语教学强档网站 goenglish.me。网址是 www.goenglish.me。
养狗的初衷是 He wants to show all the people who made fun of him as a kid. 诊断出炉，小狗没问题，是 Tom 该去看心理医生了。
Gosh, Tom's a pretty weird guy, huh? I think most people want to have pets because they love them, not because they want to show off to other people.
哎，大千世界无奇不有呗。
说的对。All right, enough about pets. Now, let's go learn some tips for climbing up the corporate ladder. Today's tip is playing golf.
礼节美语
Robert 两年前开始打高尔夫球在球场上积累了不少商业界的人脉同事 Mark 问他
But how can you play with people who've been golfing for 20 years? Isn't it embarrassing?
Golf has a system called handicapping and the system does its best to level out the differences in skill It's quite common for a novice to play alongside a more experienced golfer
That's interestingI read an article once that says you can tell a lot about a person's management style by how they play golf. Do you agree with that?
Actually, yes. Say, for example, you hit your ball into a sand trap. The way you react to that demonstrates a great deal about your character.
Robert 告诉 Mark, 打高尔夫球有所谓的
handicapping system.
差点系统能够
level out the differences in skill.
平衡不同选手之间的水平让水平相对较差的新手
Novice
能和
Play alongside a more experienced golfer
经验丰富的老手一起打球在这里新手
Novice
还可以用
Rookie
来代替 Robert 说从球风还能看出一个人的管理风格
So the executives on the golf course are all sort of sizing each other up.
Absolutely. So what about you? Do you play any sports?
I was on the ping pong team in high school. Ping pong suits my temperament. It requires high concentration and quick decision-making skills. Unfortunately, ping pong is not a game of choice for most business executives.
Yeah, I don't think CEOs like to get too sweaty.Are you interested in trying your hand at golf?
I think I might be. Do I have to purchase a set of golf clubs to begin with?
既然从球风能看出一个人的经营管理风格，那球场上的公司主管们自然都会
size each other up.
相互打量，彼此观察。Robert 问 Mark 喜欢什么运动项目。Mark 说自己上高中的时候曾经打过乒乓球。
It suits my temperament.
乒乓球适合我的性情。
Temperament is spelled T-E-M-P-E-R-A-M-E-N-T, temperament.
是性格、性情的意思。可惜的是，乒乓球不是商界高层喜爱的运动。
Not a game of choice.
Robert 表示同意，因为公司的 CEO 们可不想
get too sweaty.
出一身臭汗。Robert 问 Mark 愿不愿意
try his hand at golf.
试着学打高尔夫球。
To try one's hand at something.
是尝试的意思。Mark 问 Robert, 要不要事先准备一套球杆? Robert 回答说,
Not in the beginning. I'll tell you what. Let's go out to the club and hit a few balls next Saturday morning. Who knows? You might get addicted.
And like you said, playing golf is a good chance to expand my business networks.
It certainly is. Well, I've got to take off. How does 7:30 next Saturday morning work for you?
Sounds great. Thanks, Robert.
Not at all. I'll see you next week.
Robert 告诉 Mark 先不用制备球杆，可以先去球场打几个球试试手。
Who knows? You might get addicted.
意思是说，说不定你一下子就会上瘾呢。两人分手前约好下周六早上7:30一起去打球。
原来那些商业主管在打高尔夫的时候要 size each other up, 彼此观察。哎呀，连运动的时候都不能闲着，这些老板也是真累。
That's the price you have to pay if you want to be successful in business.
哎，看来我真不是当有钱人的材料耶。
别泄气嘛，杨林。You can be successful in your own field.
借你吉言喽。好了，上面 Robert 和 Mark 约好要去打高尔夫。下面我们要来教教大家，如果其中一个人爽约要怎么说。
美语怎么说
？How to say it in American English?
Jessica 在北京学汉语，她的中国朋友要是遇到了不知道用美语怎么说的词，就会来请教她。今天是庄明要问的，放鸽子。
哟，庄明，你干嘛气冲冲的？
今天真倒霉，我刚让人放鸽子了。
鸽子 ？Pigeon? I don't get it.
放鸽子就是你和别人约好，结果对方却没来。哎，美语里这个该怎么说呀
？Oh, you mean you arranged to meet someone, but the person was a no-show.
No-show， 把 no 和 show show 放在一起 ，no-show 就是没来，爽约。
Yes, but Zhang Ming, who was this no-show? Your boyfriend?
怎么说呢？我约好去见一个从来没见过面的男生，是别人介绍的，就算是相亲吧。
我明白了。You went on a blind date.
Blind 后面加上 date 约会 ，blind date 就是相亲吗
？Yes.If your friend set you up with someone you've never met before, that's called a blind date. Blind dates usually end up bad.
可不是吗？就说我今天这个相亲对象吧，直接放我鸽子，害我白等。
In this case, Zhang Ming, you say, I got stood up. 我被人放鸽子。
Stood up 不是站起来的意思吗？我可没一直站着傻等呀。
No, if you stand someone up, you fail to show up at a date.
哦，不去约会放别人鸽子，就可以说 stand someone up， 而我是被放鸽子，所以你说我 got stood up。
That's right， 我也常被放鸽子。Last month I had a date with a really cute guy， but he stood me up。哎，也别生气了，还是说说你今天都学了什么吧。
第一，爽约没来，可以说 no show。第二，放别人鸽子可以说 stand someone up。 第三，相亲可以说 blind date。
这次的美语怎么说就到这里了。如果你也有不会说的词，请写信给 Jessica， 电邮请寄
meiyu@voanews.com。
原来相亲是 blind date。 What are your thoughts on blind dates, Kat?
我不介意认识新朋友。You can start with friendship and see where things go.
Kat, 其实我的朋友 Matthew 一直想认识你。Let me set you guys up.
Again, I don't mind another friend.
It's a date. 好的，同学们，这次的节目时间就到这里。如果你对我们的节目有什么建议，或者你有任何问题和评价，请发电子邮件到美语@voanews.com.
And don't forget to tune in next time for American English Mosaic. Bye-bye.
See you later.
哟，怎么了，老同学？
要考试，我背单词背得头都大了，就是没进步。
光靠死记硬背可不行。最近美国之音刚开播的美语训练班，每次25分钟，内容丰富，形式活泼，不知不觉英语就提高了。
真的？什么时候播出？
每星期天下午5:05到5:30播出，星期二和星期五同一时间重播。
那我要是错过了呢？
上网呗，除了美国之音自己的网站，还有3w.usa101.cn， 赶快去听吧。
美语三级跳。
各位听众大家好，今天我们为您播出美语三级跳节目宠物单元的终极课程。 Tom 说服了 Mindy， 两个人养了一只狗，可是啊，这狗很不听话，经常惹麻烦，所以 Tom 和 Mindy 打算训练训练它。
Right, Winnie. Some dogs are so bad they need to be trained by a professional.
Gosh, Tom, why did I ever agree to get this dog? It's so badly behaved.
It's okay, honey. We just have to train him. In a couple of weeks, he's going to be totally obedient.
In a couple of weeks? Tom...He will have totally destroyed our new house by then.
I know he's a little wild right now, but trust me, before you know it, he's going to obey every one of my commands.
Professor Bowman, Tom 还挺乐观的，他向 Mindy 保证自己肯定能把狗训乖，让他很快就可以 obey every one of his commands, 对主人言听计从。
What do you think? Will Tom be able to make the new dog obedient?Before it destroys their new house?
这可不好说。不过刚入住的新家如果被狗弄得乱七八糟，哪个主人不心疼啊？
Okay, the first thing I need to teach him is how to shake hands.
That's the first trick he needs to learn? Tom, he isn't even housebroken, and this morning he ripped apart all the pillows on the couch.
So, you think I should teach him something else first? Like how to sit?
Yes, Tom.That would be a good start. Then you can teach him how to heal.
如果换成我啊，第一件事就是要让狗 housebroken， 也就是说，在经过训练之后，能够到指定的地点大小便，来保持家里的整洁。
That's true. Teaching your dog how to shake hands isn't the number one priority.
Professor, Mindy 说的 teach the dog how to heal， 这是什么意思呢？
It means to make the dog obey you.You can also say that you bring a person to heal. For example, at first the boss couldn't control her employees, but after she threatened to start firing people, they all came to heal.
Oh, 我明白了。Come to heal 就是听话、服从的意思。
Tom, the dog is never going to obey you unless you punish him. When he misbehaves, you have to spank him.
You want me to hit our beloved dog, who is a member of our family? How can you be so cruel?
Tom, that dog isn't going to be a member of our family much longer unless he learns to behave.
Well, I prefer to reward him for doing something good instead of punishing him for doing something bad.
Mindy 好像已经失去耐心了。她说，如果这只狗啊还不听话，就不能继续住在这里了。
Right.But Mindy and Tom have different ways of training the dog, right?
是啊 ,Mindy 说如果狗不听话就要 spank, 打屁股。可是 Tom 说这种惩罚太残忍了。
So what does Tom say they should do?
Tom 觉得应该要采取鼓励的方法，也就是说如果狗狗表现得好就要 reward, 奖励它。
Tom, this dog is really out of control. Maybe we should take him to the veterinarian to see if he has some health problem.
He doesn't need to go to the vet. He needs to go to a doctor who can cure him psychologically.
Oh, no, Tom. You're not talking about a...
Yes, Mindy. We have to take him to a pet psychologist.
Tom 要带狗去看 pet psychologist, 宠物心理医生。啊，美国真有这种医生啊。
I guess so.
可是宠物又不会开口说话，这些心理医生他怎么可能知道宠物的想法呢？八成啊是骗人的。对了 ，Professor， veterinarian， V E T E R I N A R I A N 是兽医的意思，是不是就是和 vet V E T 是一回事呢
？Yes， the whole word is veterinarian.But most people in America just call them vets.
我倒很想见识见识这个宠物心理医生，看看他是不是真的能够读懂狗狗的心声呢？
Well, we'll have to listen next time to find out.
这次的美语三级跳就播送到这里。美语三级跳节目取材于美国之音最新推出的美语教学强档网站 goenglish.me。